We are delighted to welcome to the program Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, and he's the host of a TV show and a podcast called Weed and Whiskey. His birthday was April 20th, so he is certainly the man to talk to about marijuana laws and where they are going and what the response has been to the recent legalization of marijuana in states like Missouri. Jerry, welcome. How are you today?
Ladies, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Okay, so how many people do you think know what 420 is? And walk us through it, if you don't mind.
Sure. You know, it was 20 years after I had been using cannabis when I found out what 420 meant. And the legend is a group of students at Berkeley called the Waldos on 4:20 p.m. on Fridays would go to the Louis Pasteur sculpture and then decide where they'd go smoke pot. So that's how that got connected. My mother said she would have stayed in labor an extra day had she known I was going to be on 4:20.
Jerry, someone has asked me why it is that dispensaries will only take debit cards or cash and not credit cards.
Well, the main reason is MasterCard, for a little while, were allowing credit card purchases, but then they stopped that. You know, there's such a quagmire with the laws that we have in states and along with the feds that makes it very confusing for people. But, you know, there in Missouri, $1.3 billion was spent in 2023 for legal marijuana. How about that?
And people thought we were conservative.
Right, but it's illegal under federal law. Is that it? It's about banking laws?
It's about banking laws and federal laws. And you know, when I mentioned that $1.3 billion that you had in Missouri, I still believe at least that amount, or if not more, is still sold in the illicit market. That's a huge problem we have across America. Even with 24 states now having recreational use, 38 states having medical use, and five more states coming on board, Florida, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota are up for a vote for, and it looks positive in all those states. So even with everybody in a trend going to having marijuana available in states, with it still being illegal on the federal level, I think that allows this black market to continue to exist, and that's where a lot of these bad products we see or read or hear about are coming from.
When can we look for this kind of thing happening at the passage happening at the federal level? And is that would that have a huge impact on the airline industry?
Well, it could have an impact on the airline industry. You know, there's a big trend in marijuana. It's not being smoked nearly as much as people think. People are drinking marijuana now.
Drinking or eating. Is it illegal for an individual to grow marijuana in their backyard in states where recreational marijuana is legal? I mean, is that what you mean by the black market?
Well, no, but I mean by the black market is the street dealers that people like myself. I've been using cannabis now for 50 years. As you mentioned, I turned 64 on 420, and for the majority of my life, I always had to break the law and buy cannabis illegally. Here in Texas, it's illegal to have regulated marijuana, but they have hemp-derived marijuana at every corner store and little faux dispensary that are popping up everywhere.
Getting briefly back to the traveling with in possession of marijuana, if it passes at the federal level, would that no longer be a problem as long as you weren't traveling internationally, Jerry?
It certainly could change that. You know, I have a lot of friends that they travel with marijuana going to states that it may or may not be legal in. I myself have been arrested before, had two joints in 1992, had to spend a couple of weekends in jail for two joints. So I don't get on an airplane with any kind of products. But here's the thing. Products are being shipped all over the country now. You can go online in virtually every state. You can order an edible, a gummy. You can order a pre-roll, a joint. You can order one of these drinks. Here in Texas, we're fixing to start having this Buzz Me Up ice cream. So people are accessing cannabis beyond the states, besides the states that it's recreational legal, they're still being able to access this.
I make ice cream.
She makes ice cream, Jerry.
So you mean it's not illegal, Jerry, to have
ship
marijuana
it.
Sent to a state where it's illegal? Or people just don't get caught?
No, because of the 2018 Farm Bill, low-dose THC, which comes from a hemp-derived, is as long as it's 0.3 or less in THC content, is legal in 49 states. Idaho is the only state that it's not legal, and I don't know anybody in Idaho, but the rest of the 49 states, you could go online. You could go to Buzz Brands, and you could order a drink, you could order gummies, and have them sent to you in virtually every state legally, as long as you were 21 or over.
Jerry, we are running out of time, but where can our listeners find you? I think they might want to hear more from you.
I'm imjman.com or weedandwhiskey.tv.
Weedandwhiskey.tv.
Yeah, we have a feeling people are going to be wanting a little more information about you, J-Man.
Jerry Joyner, thank you.
Come on, I hang out with Willie Nelson and all his crowd, so you love the stuff we do on our show.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Joyner.